From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Peter Gross, Mo Rocca, and Jesse Klein. And here again is your host at BAM in Brooklyn, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much, Bill. In just a minute, Bill dropped some mad rhymes in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Jesse, as 2016 approaches, a lot of people are saying that Hillary Clinton may be too old to run for president. This week, she's on the cover of People magazine, and some of her critics say it appears that in that photo, she's doing what?
I haven't seen it, I have to guess. She's on Time magazine.
People
magazine, and she's being accused of...
She's got her hand on something.
She has her hand on something youthful and cool.
She's resting her hand on something that would make her look old, if that's what it was. Because it's just the top of the thing. You can't see if there are four tennis balls on the legs.
A cane?
Not a cane. A walker, yes.
Oh, really?
A walker.
There's a walker in the picture?
Well,
it looks like that.
The
it really
picture
does.
Of Mrs. Clinton, she's standing there on the cover of People, and it shows her hand resting on something. And it's a natural assumption, we all know this, that anytime you can't see what's in somebody's hand, you assume it's a walker. Right? Because that's what Napoleon was clutching inside his vest. Right? It's a walker in there.
Did people accuse her of having like a Werther's candy in her mouth?
Oh,
like
absolutely.
We just think she's sucking on a Werther's?
She was being photographed on her lanai with three of her best friends. It's a Golden Girls reference.
Oh, I understand.
She's sharing a cheesecake.
Does she have three best friends? That's how I know that's not true.
Oh.
I don't know. It just seems like she lives a lonely life. I feel bad for her.
As an old
candidate. What politician has, like, three, like, buddies that they hang out with?
Bill Clinton had a lot.
Well, of a kind.
Like a ton of guys.
Mo, the civil war in Syria has been going on for years now, so it's just the right time for the Syrian regime to launch what kind of campaign?
A cleanup campaign. No, the Syrians are going to... The war has been going on a long time, so the Syrian government is going to launch a kind of campaign now. A peace campaign would be too logical. Can you give me a clue?
Sure. Come for the sights. Stay because the airports have all been blown up.
Exactly. So they're doing a tourism campaign.
That's exactly right. A tourism campaign in Syria. The Assad regime thinks just the thing for a nation destroyed by civil war is bringing in tourists to look at the rubble. A new campaign announced by the government is promoting various hotels and destinations in the ancient country, such as the beaches, the medieval castles, and watching the natives in their friendly exchanges of artillery.
That's dark.
I just can't wait to read like the TripAdvisor reviews of Syria, where it's like, we were promised a queen room.
And instead, we got a pile of wreckage.
We got a pile of rubble. And also, the portions were small. Which is like every TripAdvisor review.
Peter, Nate Silver became famous during the 2012 election for his almost otherworldly grasp of data and statistics that allowed him to correctly predict the outcome months in advance. Well, now he is applying his giant brain to discovering what?
I don't know.
Well, like all the big questions, it's a mystery wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in a tortilla.
He's devoting his powers to fast food?
Yes, specifically to discover the best...
Burrito?
Yes, the best burrito in America. Now, Nate Silver is the man who made statistics sta-sexy. Now he's turning his attention to burritos. He's conducting a national tournament to determine the best one. While he is still compiling data, he has determined an extra-large beef burrito has a 58% chance of beating Hillary Clinton in the general election.
It sounds like this is what happens when Nate Silver gets really stoned. I'm going to turn everything about my brain that you're familiar with, but just put it on burritos.
Yes. Mo, it's tough being in a relationship these days, what with Facebook, Twitter, and gay marriage, breaking up couples. Well, new research out this week says there's another threat to monogamy. What?
Oh, gosh. I mean, another threat to monogamy. Not the internet was alluded, includes, when you said Facebook, that's not that.
We have a microphone in Mo's brain.
I'll give you a hint. You could say it's an inconvenient truth about love.
Oh, global warming.
Yes.
Okay.
Dating site Victoria Milan asked 5,000 members if stress about the heating weather would cause them to cheat. 72% said yes. The site's CEO says, summer loving is something everybody experiences when they're growing up, unquote. So basically watching the planet broil is going to make us all want to go neck with Eileen Greenwald under the boardwalk again.
Neck?
Boardwalk?
It's not the March of the Penguins. It's the Walk of Shame of the Penguins.
Fracking.
Yeah. Fracking. Fracking does sound
just
well.
Fracking.
Fracking.
Yeah. Ozone hole. Sorry.
We've just been reduced to saying things that are suggestive. Yeah. Fracking. Ozone hole. Drilling. Deep water horizon.
Loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for